listening to The Grapevine on 99.3 County FM. I'm Lynn Pickering. On April 8th, the once-in-a-lifetime event will take place. It's a solar eclipse and will be visible from Mexico, the United States, and Canada. A few areas in Ontario, including the county and Kingston, will be in the path of totality. Well, what can you expect to see on April 8th? Where and when is the best place to view the solar eclipse? And what precautions do you need to take? Well, Queen's University has a terrific webpage devoted to the eclipse. And joining me now from the Department of Physics, Engineering Physics, and Astronomy at Queen's is Dr. Nikhil Arora. Welcome to The Grapevine, Nick.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Let's start with the simplest question first. What is a solar eclipse?
Already a great question. The solar eclipse is, the way I like to say it, an astronomical coincidence. It just turns out every now and then, three cosmic objects, being the sun, the moon, and the earth, align perfectly, where the moon is in the center, and it is blocking off some of the light from the sun and casting a shadow on the earth. And so when you're sitting on earth in that shadow, what it appears to you is that the moon has completely blocked off all of the light from the sun, causing momentary darkness or access to momentary night sky. And that is what a solar eclipse is.
Well, there are many fascinating facts on Queen's Eclipse webpage, like the last eclipse was almost 700 years ago in 1349. The next one won't be for another 375 years in 2399. So how do you predict when the eclipse will happen? And isn't it odd that the time between these events is so different?
Yeah, so we can predict when eclipses will happen because we to a good accuracy understand how the Earth goes around the sun and how the moon goes around the Earth. So these are called orbits of the Earth and the moon. And we have a very good understanding of how these orbits work. And so that's why we are able to predict it. The reason why the last eclipse passing through Kingston or Kingston and Prince Edward County was 1349, and the next one is in 375 years, is just a matter of chance. In reality, eclipses happen roughly 18 months or so, but you have to keep in mind that they don't always pass through the same patch of land on Earth or the same part of the Earth. And also, along with that, as it turns out, roughly 75% of the Earth is water. So every time an eclipse happens, most of the time that the shadow of the moon spends eclipsing the sun is directly over water. So most of the time, they're not accessible to us. And given the fact that only 25% of the Earth is land, it turns out that through a city, on average, an eclipse passes roughly 400 years or so. But Kingston has been quite lucky ever since the turn of the common era, so starting 0 CE, Kingston has had roughly 17 eclipses. So that amounts to roughly an eclipse every 184 years or so, if I'm not wrong.
Okay, well, I think you might have answered my question, because when I talked about the two locations, we're talking about Kingston and the county and the path of totality, I would think that the moon going across the sun would be seen from just about anywhere. But then you look at the map, and it's a very narrow band of locations.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's just because the moon is a lot smaller than the sun. And it's also a lot smaller than the Earth. So it can only cast such a big wide shadow on the Earth that it's only able to take off a small part of the Earth. Yeah. And so the size of the shadow is roughly 250 kilometers across. And that just works out because of the distance to the moon, and then furthermore, the distance to the sun.
Well, I went to the link you have on the webpage, which gives the time and date. Yeah. And for Toronto, they give the numbers for Toronto and for Montreal. But for Toronto, they have 99.93 obscuration, so not total obscuration. But what I found amazing there is that the time of the eclipse is down to the second. It starts at 2:04:58 p.m., ends at 4:31:41 p.m. How is it possible to calculate to the split second like that?
As I said, because we understand the orbits so perfectly, this is really, at the end of the day, sort of working out gravitation. And because we know how fast the Earth is moving, around the sun. It goes through one revolution every 365 days. And we know exactly how fast the moon is moving around the Earth. It goes through one revolution every 28 days or so. We can actually very, very accurately calculate when these eclipses will occur.
Yes, I just was amazed at the split second. You think, maybe sometimes it
Yes.
would just pause ever so briefly.
No. Gravity is quite consistent.
Well, why is it dangerous to look at the eclipse without the special glasses?
So that's the most important, and once again, a good question. So it's because the sun is super bright. To begin with, I should say you should never be looking at the sun, eclipse or not. The sun is a very, very bright source, and looking at it can means you're actually looking at a very, very bright source that can hurt your eyes. And so the idea behind this is we're almost evolutionarily built to not look at the sun. So if you ever try to look at the sun on a sunny day, your eyes squint, they start to water up, and you almost want to move away. And so that's like evolution has built that in us. It's just because we are curious and something special is happening in the sky that we want to look up to the sun and actually observe the eclipse. The reason why things are slightly more dangerous during an eclipse is, or especially during the totality of the eclipse, is because of the fact that it gets dark and then it starts to suddenly get bright again. So both Prince Edward County and Kingston will get totality for about 3 minutes and 4 seconds. And so it's a very short amount of time. And so within that amount of time, your eyes basically adjust to the dark and your pupils expand so that they can gather more and more light so that your eyes are able to see. Now, because it gets suddenly bright and your pupils are still expanded, your eyes can now let in this humongous amount of light coming from the sun, which can damage your retinas. And also, along with that, the issue is that our retinas don't have pain sensors. So you don't find out until it's too late. You don't feel any pain, but it just hurts your eye. So that doesn't, of course, all that said, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't look at the eclipse. It is something phenomenal to look at. I've seen two of these already, and I would recommend it to everyone. I've seen two of these and I have 20/20 vision. It just means that we need to do it safely, just like any other thing. And so we provide these special glasses, which block off 99.99% of the light from the sun so that it's actually safe to look at the sun through those glasses.
Well, you said that you'd seen two eclipses already.
I have had the privilege, I've been fortunate enough to live in many countries across the world, and I have seen two total solar eclipses, one in Germany and one in India.
Okay. All right. Well, what makes the glasses special? What is in in the lenses?
So these lenses are basically what are called Mylar filters. They're what are used in welding glasses. And so these are called neutral density filters, which block off a lot of the light from the sun. And that's why it's actually safe. I think it lets through 1/100,000th of a part of light from the sun. So the only thing you can actually see when you put these glasses on is the sun. You cannot see anything else. Which kind of sort of adds another point to it, which is you should never do anything else when you have these glasses on but look at the sun. You should never walk around with these glasses. They look cool for sure, but you don't see anything. So you should never walk around. You should certainly not be driving while these glasses are on your eyes. The only thing you should do is look at the sun, and as soon as you're done, remove them.
All right, well, this makes me nervous because we know there are scammers who will try to sell you fake glasses. So, what is your advice on acquiring the proper eyewear? And is there a way of telling if they're fake?
Yes. If you live in Kingston or Prince Edward County, I think at least for Kingston, there's going to be enough glasses around. So Queens has purchased 120,000 glasses that will be distributed out to anyone and everyone who wants to have these in due time, of course. We're giving them out to schools so that schools can give it to their staff and students. We're distributing them through the public library and on the Queen's campus. So check your public library, local public library. They might have some glasses for you to purchase, and those glasses for sure will be certified. If you want to purchase your own glasses, you have to look for ISO 12312-2 certification. This is the special certification that allows these glasses to be good enough to look at the sun with. Once again, I'll repeat it, ISO 12312-2 certification. And the one thing that I can say is do not buy glasses off of Amazon. They cannot guarantee the safety requirements that are needed, the manufacturers. So if you can procure it through your public libraries or through other resources, try to do that before going on to Amazon.
Where did you get 120,000 pairs of glasses?
Right. So if you go to our website on Queen's Eclipse 2024 and click on where to get glasses and scroll all the way down, you will see three vendors that we recommend if you want to buy your own glasses. And those three vendors have that particular ISO certification that I was mentioning. And we use one of the three vendors to buy glasses.
Okay. There's also a warning on the webpage about taking photos of the eclipse.
Yes.
With your phone. I found that interesting too. What would be the damage?
So your phone or the sensor, the camera sensor on your phone is pretty much like your eye. It just collects light and it analyzes that to look at, to create pictures. It's doing exactly what your eyes do. It's just that your eyes are a little bit more fancy and a little bit more complex and more advanced. It's just that when you point your phone to the sun, you can burn off pixels in your phone. So we've all heard that a particular phone will have, let's say, 8 megapixels. And so that just means there are 8 million pixels that are available on the camera sensor to take the picture. So if you point it to something bright, and these pixels are basically, think of them like buckets that can collect light. But if you have too much light, these buckets can very quickly overflow. And because these are not real buckets, but electronic buckets, when they overflow, they burn off. It's not an actual fire that is caused. It's just that the pixel malfunctions. It overheats and it's dead. And so when you point your camera to the sun and actually take a picture, you're actually overflowing those buckets. And so malfunctioning the pixel.
So even if the moon is almost all the way across the sun, it still will have that same effect?
No, so during totality, you can actually point your camera, phone camera.
No, all you'll get is a dark picture.
No, there's actually a lot you can see during totality.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so around the sun, there is something called the solar corona, which is just a Latin term for the crown. And it's basically a very low density, wispy, ghostly looking structure. And it's just hot plasma being flung off by the sun. But we can't, it's always there, but we can't see it because the sun is so bright. And so once the moon actually blocks off the sun, you can actually see the corona. So if you were to position your phone properly, you will be able to take pictures of the solar corona.
Okay, so what happens if it rains or is it cloudy? I guess, is everything just going to go dark for a few minutes?
Yeah, so if it's snowing or raining, then from 3:22 to 3:25, you will still notice the eclipse because it will get pitch black. But if it's cloudy, my recommendation to everyone who's listening will be to not give up. Because the moon actually comes in front of the sun, and the sun is our source of warmth, the temperature also drops. So you will actually notice on the day that it starts to get cooler. And because it's such a sudden temperature change, clouds can also disperse away. So if it's a thin layer of clouds, during totality, it will become clear for you to actually see it. So if it's cloudy, do not give up quickly. You will be able to see the eclipse.
Okay.
In some shape or form. As I said in the beginning, eclipses are celestial coincidences. It just happens that we have a big enough moon that is just far enough away that it can cover up the sun, that we get momentary darkness. But that doesn't mean we can't use it to study the universe or our solar system. And so eclipses have been used to make a lot of discoveries as well. And so you'll find out how eclipses have actually helped us to advance our understanding of the solar system or the universe at large. For example, helium, the gas helium was first discovered during an eclipse of 1868.
All right. Well, thanks very much for speaking to me today. And it's going to be very exciting as we get closer to the eclipse. And maybe I'll talk to you after the eclipse and see what you've learned. Okay.
I look forward to be back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Nikhil Arora is Eclipse Outreach Coordinator with Queen's Department of Physics, Engineering Physics, and Astronomy. You're listening to 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.